Lord, help us not to judge one another, but to love one another and pray for each other. Amen. Mother Claire began, Lord, I know you are here, and I'm a bit dense. Please override my thickness and allow me to see and hear you. What is on your heart today, Jesus? Hidden judgments of the heart are being fed into each and every soul on the refuge and in all my heart dwellers. It is up to you, all my children, to renounce them. That includes suspicions and judgments that should never dwell in the heart of my spouse. My dear ones, you must deal a decisive blow against them when they come up. As I have told you before, judgment is effluent on your soul and hurtful. Whether you speak it out or keep it hidden, it is still very poisonous. Lord, I am sorry. I hate that. Jesus continued, Well, it doesn't always originate in your own mind and heart. That is why you must take decisive action to quell them once and for all. They are so harmful to brotherly love and peace. They lodge in the hearts of others and weaken them. Please do not get tired of hearing me talk about this. You cannot possibly measure the impact it has on the victims of malicious gossip. But I promise you, it drags them down. And when one is down, all feel the burden. Bring your questions about possibly negative conduct to me and me alone. This way you will not spread lies. Oh, Claire, you must be so very careful in this area because you grew up with it and took solace in judging others to exalt yourself. But you did not realize that these thoughts at the same time opened doors and buffeted you because the demons had permission to buffet. Those of you with physical problems, this is a very long, hard road to hoe, and you of all who are planting, plant only good seed. Know how you feel when you make a degrading mark about another. Your conscience will sting. In that very moment, repent and turn around, spotting all their good qualities. Ask me to forgive you and pray for them. I am counting on you, Claire, to build up souls here. I need your positive influence to lift them up, because Satan is forever pulling them down with spirits of accusation. The whole influence of hell is to tear down what God has lifted up, to create deep insecurities and prevent them from growing into their ministry. This is war, beloved. When I say war, I mean every dirty trick in the book is used against them. And if they are not paying particular attention to the negative thoughts that come to them, they will receive it thinking it is legitimate, when in fact it is a word from a demon. I know this is not your heart to think these things, but more self-control is needed, and you will be so much happier. This goes for all of you. Do not repeat a negative report unless it is for prayer. And in every negative report from others, consider that you yourself have been guilty of the same infractions and sins. This will keep you level-headed and more aware of who you are and who you are not. This develops compassion and prayer for the other soul, as well as for you. For what you sow, you shall also reap. That means if you take hold of the poison and pray it away, you will be far less likely to pull down criticism from others. How pleasant and good it is when brothers and sisters dwell together in unity, each looking out for the well-being of the other. This is what it means to love, even when you are hurting. This is the mastery I am calling this community to, and this is why these thoughts are being fed into your minds. Now that you know, you can work deliberately to eradicate this poisonous scourge out from among them and carry on in sweet, brotherly love. I am here to help you with that. Please carry on and conquer this dynamic in your human nature so that I can bless you with the greater gifts, and you will not abuse them or scandalize others. You have noted that highly successful ministers refrain from any kind of negative talk. There is a reason for this. They have learned this before they were elevated into a higher ministry. Even if the Pope himself gave you permission to speak against your brother, you answer to me. And I say, do not find fault with them. Your sins would inundate you in grief if I allowed it. So if you recognize sin, write a private letter or handle it with compassion, because you were chosen to serve, since you have been guilty as well. And that was the end of his message. Romans 3 reads, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.